If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified. We ask that we know you, love you, and serve you. We ask that we may honor you. We ask that we may glorify your name, and we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is Tuesday of the third week of Ordinary Time, and we are continuing on this week, and this is an interesting week of the Lord showing his power to those who were not in the Jewish community. And there are two parts of the story you're about to hear, and the Bible reading that we're seeing in today's first reading is essentially part two. It's most known as the other part, part one in a sense, but this is part two. And what the story is, the famous story of the three men who were thrown by King Nebuchadnezzar into the fires. And they are Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And they are cast into the fire because they refused to worship the god of Babylon. And of course, Babylon today would be in modern day Iraq. So we have these three men, and because of this and because of their refusal, what happens is the Nebuchadnezzar makes the fire really super hot. Now, understand what's happening here. Because of his anger, he is causing the fire to be hot, but the Lord to super hot, I mean, you know, mega hot. But in doing so, the Lord is using that to prove his point. And so what happens is he casts the three men into the fire, and they're obviously supposed to be destroyed, literally turned to ashes in a matter of milliseconds, and they're fine. There is a fourth figure that appears, and it's always believed that that is an angel. And in that spot, you see this prayer that he offers up to the Lord. And this is Azariah. He offers up this prayer to the Lord, and he calls out his prayer. Now, Azariah also in the story is called Abednego. They have the same name. And so he offers up and makes this powerful prayer. Now, I'm not going to read the prayer. You can find it in Daniel 3, 34 through 43. But I am going to tell you a similar story that I learned a long time ago. And I believe it was in What is Enlightenment magazine, which I don't think is still around. And it was a magazine that actually had stories from all types of religions. And this particular one came from Christianity, and specifically from either Greek or Russian Orthodox. The story is very similar. And what happened was that there was a priest who was being persecuted in Siberia. As a matter of fact, occasionally on the podcast, there are people from Russia who hear this. And, you know, hey, if there are people who Russia can hear this, can look up the story. Because this happened in Siberia. And I don't know the name of the priest, but he was in Siberia. And there was a fight that broke out between two prisoners. One of them was a real bully, and the priest was minding his own business. But as this other bully was giving him a hard time, this priest stood up and put an end to it. And the bully basically called the authorities and called over the authorities, and they punished the priest and this other prisoner. And what they did is they put him in this box. Now, remember, this is Siberia. I believe it was the winter. Of course, when you're talking Siberia, it may not matter. And it was this box where they would be punished And it wasn't designed to kill them, but it was designed to make them suffer terribly from the cold, horrendously. So they're put into the box, and the whole thing was they're supposed to do this for 24 hours. As a matter of fact, the punishment was to be there for 24 hours. And so the person who put them in the box decided to make it 48. But when the two of them went into the box, outside of the in the outside, so in the very, very cold, and they started what the priest said is start praising God. Just start praising God. And suddenly the two of them felt themselves being transported into a beautiful summer field. And that's where they were as they praised God, and that's where they were. Well, meanwhile, the two of them, from the prison's perspective, understood the two of them were there. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE. Well, you know, we are here, and we're asking during this Lenten time for you to add our program to your prayers, because we're asking for the Lord to show us the direction He wants us to take this program. And your prayers are essential. You know, as it's been said about me, that my legacy is encouraging prayer. So I'm going to ask you to pray for the fruit of this program. So what I'd like you to do is to add this program to your prayers, ask the Lord to guide this program where He wants the program to be. If you'd like to make a monetary donation, that would be great. What we'd ask you to do is you can do it through our website at catholicaudiomedia.com, and you look and you'll see where to donate in the Donate tab. You'll also see it on the homepage. Or if you'd like to send a donation, we're at 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. Either way, if you'd like to send us your comments of how this program has touched your life, anything like that, with or without your donation, that's fine. We'd really appreciate it, because we're asking for your prayers. We want to see where the Lord is taking our program, and where He wants our program to be is a better way to be. So please consider that. Please pray for this program, and we're asking if you would do that, and thank you very much. So anyway, the story is that the two men, the priest and this other prisoner, are praying, and they're in this field, suddenly being transported in this field, even though from the prison's perspective, they're there in this box. Well, again, even though the rule was they were only supposed to be there for 24 hours, they were put in there for 48 hours. And apparently a supervising guard came and heard about this. And at this point, it was well over 24 hours, probably close to the 48. And he said to the man who put them in there, Moscow will learn about this, and they will deal with you for doing this. Because, again, it was only supposed to be 24 hours. Pardon my really bad Russian accent. And the man opened up this box, which, again, these guys had been there for close to 48 hours, and they were fine. They walked out as if everything was fine, as if they just came out of that field. And it was considered a great, which obviously considered a great miracle. And it really reflects us back to this story, although in the opposite temperature, because here these men were in the fire, they're praising God in the fire, and Nebuchadnezzar, who is the king of Babylon, is so shocked by this that, like we saw yesterday, Nebuchadnezzar starts praising the God of Israel. And in doing so, he does something extremely powerful, because remember, as I said yesterday, countries had national gods. The gods were nationalistic. If you go to the Museum of Fine Arts here in Boston, obviously if you're listening in the Boston area, and you go to the Museum of Fine Arts, you will find this god. It's a bas-relief of a god that the Assyrians, not the Syrians, but the Assyrians prayed around at the fall of Israel. They probably prayed before they went into battle and they brought down Israel. Okay, that god would only apply to the Assyrians and to no one else. And if you went to the Romans had their own gods. The Greeks had their own gods. Of course, we're talking a time long before the Romans and the Greeks. The Canaanites had their own gods. The Sea Peoples, the Phoenicians had their own gods, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And Israel had the one God. And then eventually we have Israel and Judah, but still the same God and the one God. And that was it. It was a radical difference. But the Babylonians would not worship the God of Israel because he's not Babylonian. You understand? It was very nationalistic. And the Phoenicians wouldn't worship the Babylonian gods, and the Babylonians wouldn't worship the Phoenician gods. It's real a central aspect here. So in doing so, they see the power of the God of Israel, which means the God of Israel is more powerful, as we saw yesterday, than their own gods. And of course, the God of Israel would often explain all those gods are nothing. They don't even exist. They're nothing but wood or rock or whatever their figurines were made out of. They are nothing. They have no power because they really don't exist. But the Babylonians aren't at a point where they're going to fully appreciate that. The Jews are. And the Jews realize that they cannot engage in idolatry because they're worshiping gods that aren't even false gods. They're not even, they don't even exist. And this was the powerful reality. But here, a God is showing, our God is showing the Babylonians not only that their gods have no power in comparison to him, but that this God is the God of all. And this is something that was also communicated in Siberia in that story from the time of the Soviet Union. We'll talk more tomorrow. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day, and we will see you then. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out. Come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.